got something really special today, particularly for business people. Now, if you're a small business person, or actually even a medium-sized business person to me a small business person's got like two or three or four employees, but we're talking about things today that might even have people with 25 or more employees. We got some very special things to talk to you about. So if you're a small business person, you're going to want to stay with us. If you get out of your car, go in, pull us up on the internet. You could go to, I don't know if a lot of you know this, but you can go to KTEK Business 1110, Business 1110 KTEK, pull it up on your computer, and you can listen. If you know of a small business person, you want to get them on the phone, we're going to be talking with our expert for about, you know, the next 20 or 30 minutes. We've got some really interesting things to say. And if you know somebody and you can't get a hold of them, then listen up really carefully, because we've got some really unique things to talk about today. And I've got with me today a really good friend of mine. You know, a lot of my guests I don't know. We've had Steve Forbes on. We had Alice Rivlin on the other day. I've had politicians. I don't know these people. Usually the first time I get to talk to them is when I have them on as a guest. But this person I know, and it's a person I greatly admire and respect. He's a very good friend of mine. I've got with me today Kyle Donahoe, President and CEO of the Texas Retirement Services in San Antonio. And by the way, I'm going to give you this website. I'm going to give it to you several times. So if you don't get it now, don't worry about it, because I'm going to give it to you several times. It's www.texltd.com. That's www.texltd.com. His phone number is 1-866-404-0010. That's 1-866-404-0010. Oh, boy, that's a lot of zeros and fours. Good morning, to Kyle. How are you this morning?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Oh, I'd love to have you on this morning. And by the way, folks, Kyle is really unique. He is a member of the Million Dollar Roundtable, but not only that, he's a member of the top of the table and the court of the table. Now, for those of you that aren't familiar with that, you'd have to really probably be in our industry to know this, but those members, the top of the table members and the court of the table members, are credited with being elite professionals among the Million Dollar Roundtable members, which are professionals in the insurance and the financial services business. And Kyle is the number one insurance professional that I know of. I don't know of anybody in the industry, Kyle, that's actually knows more than you do, as a matter of fact. So we want to talk a little bit today, Kyle. We had talked about some things, and I think and I'll let you take the conversation wherever you want to go, but one of the things I was interested in is this new Vault plan. Is it the Vault Heath plan? Is that what it's called?
It's the Vault Health Plan.
Health plan, okay.
Yes, and I want to thank you for your comments as well. I'm very fortunate to get to work with some of the top tax and legal minds in our country and top professionals like yourself, Mike. And basically, we identify problems and develop solutions for those problems. And healthcare is a big problem today for our clients and our business owners and our prospects, and it's causing a lot of stress and costing them a lot of money. And as a result, we sit down with our attorneys and actuaries and CPAs and develop some new solutions, a new approach to give the business owner some relief. And as a result, we have been able to achieve savings for those employers who have 25 or more employees of 25% to 40%. And while many businesses out there are cutting benefits today, we're actually able to increase benefits. And let me go ahead and cover a couple of areas just to kind of lay the groundwork why we looked at this problem and how we developed solutions for this problem.
Sure.
The common scenario today is for the business owner is to get their renewal notice, see the rates are going up, and then the client calls their insurance agent, and the agent tells them to raise their deductible or shift more of the cost to their employees. That's been the standard answer.
Absolutely. That's exactly what I've done in the past, as a matter of fact.
Well, the costs continue to spiral out of control, and eventually this catches up to us. What it does is it creates for the business owners stress, the HR directors additional stress. They go home and fuss at their children because they can't come up with a solution for this. The employee feels like a whipped pup because they, you know, have to live with what they have. It's very frustrating, and there are just not many solutions out there. So a couple of things that we need to understand is for the small companies with under 1,000 employees, they cannot aggregate. So they can't use the law of large numbers to help spread risk. Only those employers with over 1,000 employees can do this, and they can self-insure. And when they can self-insure, it also motivates health and wellness programs and education to where they can actually save money by spreading that risk and keeping a healthier employee. So if we look at the number of firms in 2012 that are under 1,000 employees today, Mike, in the U.S., there are just under 6 million firms. And for those firms that are over 1,000 employees, there's approximately 11,500 of those firms. So you've got 6 million firms out there that can't aggregate. They don't have enough lives to self-insure, and no health. They don't have any health and wellness programs, and therefore they can't achieve the savings. So what our attorneys, CPAs, and actuaries have done is just simply, instead of using one policy to cover these risks, they're grouping multiple policies to cover these risks, because today, under the plans, the individual goes to the hospital or the doctor and the employee pays first, and then the major medical pays after the employee. The way we've designed these plans is you can go to the doctor or hospital, and we have other policies that pay the first dollar coverage and then the major medical pays, and we're able to aggregate and reduce costs.
Kyle, if you'll hang on, we're gonna pick this up on the other side. Folks, we're talking about healthcare, particularly healthcare for small businesses this morning, and it's a really relevant topic to a lot of us out there, including myself. So I hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Straight Talk Money, Business 1110 KTK. We'll be back to you in just a few moments. Welcome back, folks. And by the way, I want to give you a phone number for those of you that might want to call, because Kyle Donahoe is an expert in the area of benefit plans, and particularly for what we're talking about today in the small business person and estate planning. He does amazing things in those areas. So let me give you the number, 877-881-0271. By the way, I failed to mention this, and I wish I had. You know, Kyle, you really do have quite a lineage in the insurance and financial service industry. Your mother was in the industry for 41 years and your grandmother for 58 years. So as a family, you've been in it for more than 100 years?
Yes, sir, and I've had the opportunity and the pleasure to serve the industry for, I'm in my 25th year of service now.
Yeah, boy, that's really something. Most people don't have that lineage. Anyway, when we took a break, you were talking about something that's really near and dear to my heart, because you're absolutely right, is that every year I fear the renewal of my health care plan. It's an awful feeling. and like you said, you know, what you generally do is you look for ways to really minimize the benefit to you in order to keep the cost down. And so you were talking about the Vault Health Plan. Is there any more that you want to cover about that, or did we cover it before we went on break?
Well, there are a few more details that I did want to cover about that. Okay. Simply by grouping and utilizing more than one policy to cover these areas, what we've found is we're able to add wellness benefits so that the small business owner, the 6 million businesses out here, can actually offer the same type benefits that are offered by the large employers out there with over 1,000 employees. So in addition to decreasing their cost, we're able to add wellness benefits like biometric blood tests, where an employee can take a blood test once a year, see what chronic or critical illnesses that, based on their lifestyle, that they may be heading toward, and actually be educated and make adjustments and changes within their life to address those issues. They have health risk assessments, personal written health plans, personal health coaches. You have 24-hour physician access, 24-hour RN access, care and benefits coordinator, a personal health advocate. So many benefits can be added to the program and still have the reduction in cost in the premiums.
Now, Kyle, let me just ask you some general questions. People don't seem to be as up to speed on their insurance coverage and their insurance needs as they might be, whether or not they need more income for retirement. They may be focusing more on their investment portfolio than their insurance portfolio. And you and I both know that's a really mistake. Why do you find that people do that? Why do they shy away from doing that? Or do you find that that more and more people are coming around now and paying more attention to the insurance side of their investments?
I think more and more people are looking at the insurance side of their investments and understanding that insurance products are simply risk management tools. And they have, like the next program we'll talk about here in just a moment, there are living benefits that exist to these programs as well. And so they are getting better educated, understanding that we have better tools today to work with and employing those tools in their portfolios. Just like we take a holistic approach and consult with advisors all over the country, we look at the, when we look at any estate or any business, we're looking at their tax side, their legal side, we're looking at their investments and their insurance, because it takes all four parts and collaborative effort with those professionals in order to put the best plan together. So they're seeing the value of that. And, of course, with healthcare costs and other costs rising, taxes increasing, they're looking for new solutions.
Now, I know we want to get on this other plan, but I wanted to ask you one other question. Where do you see the greatest need? In other words, when you look out across the population and you meet people, and like you say, you're kind of the professional's professional, I call it, because guys like me who've been in the investment business for years, we turn to you for advice and guidance on areas of these complicated estate and financial planning programs that have to do with insurance and risk management. And you do a great job, by the way, and I want to thank you for that. But, you know, as you look on the landscape, where do you find that most people are underinsured or not taking care of things appropriately that they really should address?
Well, just as we've been discussing, this is why we're discussing healthcare this morning. This is certainly one area. Another area is in their unused insurance capacity or life insurance capacity. This is a major area where people underestimate the value, and they think that they can go out and purchase any amount of insurance, but we have limitations on what we actually could qualify for. And then part of the passion that drives me is my parents lost their insurability at 39 years of age. My brother lost his at 32. So some just wait too late, and they end up losing their capacity or their ability to even leverage their insurance. And all investment advisors today view and acknowledge that their insurance capacity is an asset class of its own. Either you leverage it and use it, or you lose it. And this is why the healthcare cost, we're seeing that increasing, and why this is such a problem today. But what we're seeing is we actually can reduce the cost to the employee, increase their benefits, and reduce the cost to the employer. We're seeing as much as $1,000 per employee savings in this vault health plan for the employer, and still achieving as much as a $500 savings to the employee, and eliminating all of that out-of-pocket cost, that $5,000 out-of-pocket cost if they have that that major medical problem.
Oh, nice, nice. Now, you had mentioned earlier there was another plan that you wanted to make sure we cover today. What was that?
That is an executive bonus plan, and what we've done is taken some concepts that we've used for years, and we basically married two concepts. We have developed a plan where you basically have a 100% matching plan. Let's cover some of the basics first, Mike. As you and I know, there are only three ways to save for a tax-free retirement in this country. One of those is, of course, interest on municipal bonds. Another is Roth IRAs. You're limited to the amount that you can contribute. And if you make over $170,000 a year, you can't even contribute to a Roth. And then you have to wait until you're 59 years of age, 59 and a half, of course, to access those funds tax-free. The other option is an overfunded life insurance policy. Many people look at a life insurance policy and they think of a death benefit only. Life insurance policies have many living benefits today that they offer as well. One of those is a tax-free retirement income. And what we've developed is for our high net worth clients for many years, we don't pay for the insurance. We finance those premiums and let the bank get paid out of the policies. So what we've done is just created an executive bonus plan for anyone who's under 55. They make over $100,000 a year, and it is 100% matching funds. Actually, it's over 100% matching funds, because what we do, again, using the law of large numbers, we group them in a master trust, and they each have their own little sub-trust that their policies are held in. And an executive, for example, 39-year-old, can save at $27,000 a year for 5 years, and that's all the contributions that they make to their plan. The trust itself, though, is also going to fund into that same plan and maximize the amount of cash that is in that policy. See, there are limits based on the death benefit that IRS allows to be put into these contracts. And right. then you can access those funds, if you stay within those limits, you can access those funds income tax-free. So in this example here, where this executive funds at $27,000 a year for 5 years, the trust is actually funding over a 10-year period, they're putting in $378,000 a year. Now, the individual has $140,000 in this plan, and then they can start taking income at 65, and that income amount is estimated to be about $98,000 a year, income tax-free. Now, the nice thing about these policies is after 15 years in this plan, if they have a chronic illness, which would deal with long-term care, or a critical illness, or a terminal illness, they also can access funds income tax-free to address those areas as well. So we're using $1 to cover a death benefit. It's also giving us retirement income. It covers chronic, critical, and terminal illness issues as well. We cover 5 risk categories with that. So if they took an income for 20 years in this plan, basically they invested $140,000 for $2 million worth of tax-free income and a death benefit of $900,000 minimum.
Well, that's pretty good leverage. Now, what happens, Kyle, if they didn't, if they were to pass away or, you know, accident or something happened, and not take anything out, would their heirs receive anything?
Yes, their heirs would receive this income tax-free. And many people purchase insurance policies today, but unfortunately many purchase them improperly in that they buy them in their own names. Even though they're income tax-free, it does not mean that they're estate tax-free. So they could be, if the death benefits are high enough, increasing their estate and making everything subject to estate taxes, which are quite high. So in their planning, they can hold these policies in trust outside of their estates and mitigate that liability as well. And their heirs will receive the death benefits income tax-free, and if properly planned, estate tax-free as well. Now, there are several applications for this particular plan. It can be a voluntary benefit within a group. We just put it into a group of physicians of 11,000, and it's a voluntary benefit for them to fund themselves. Some corporations want benefits like this to help recruit, retain, and reward key employees, giving them an advantage over their competitors in the marketplace. But you also could have just an individual executive who wants to fund his retirement future, and this is an opportunity for them to do that and have matching funds.
Wow. Now, by the way, you kind of mentioned something, and I don't, you know, I'm asking a kind of an open-ended question because I don't know the answer to this, but is there anything, you know, we've all been talking about the fiscal cliff that could possibly be coming up in January, and right now it looks like the Congress is so ineffectual that they may not do anything and kind of let us go off the cliff and then try to resurrect parts of it after the fact. But is there anything that folks need to be doing now with regard to their insurance portfolio that might be affected by this fiscal cliff? In other words, are there opportunities that they have available to them right now that they may not have available to them next year?
Absolutely. Our attorneys are working with clients all over the country right now because we do have $5 million per individual that we can basically posture outside of our estates with no transfer tax if it's properly structured. Those laws may very well change, and the attorneys are expecting them to change. But I would certainly counsel people, I'm not qualified to speak on the legal matters, but I would counsel people to consult with their tax advisors, their tax attorneys, and look at their portfolios right now and how their insurances are owned, because you may want those owned properly inside of trust instead of outside of trust.
Okay, all right. And there's some benefit in terms of the estate taxes are different right now. And so we can we can do some planning right now that we may not get to do next year, correct?
Absolutely. And that's exactly what I'm speaking to and why I would encourage people to get into their tax attorney's office or call us. We have wonderful attorneys that we work with that could certainly help counsel them in these areas. We have every discipline represented, and these are top professionals in the top 1% of the top 1% in every area of discipline.
You know, I had a listener, I'm kind of switching horses now. I had a listener call the other day, and he is looking to sell their business.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wondering whether or not there were some opportunities and some ways that he could do some planning and use insurance to help with the with a buy-sell agreement, some of the things he's going to have to come up with. I know these are areas that you get into. Just briefly, we've only got a couple of minutes. Is there something out there that you could do to help him?
Absolutely. Many things that could be done because there'll be tax that'll be due if they have philanthropic interest or charitable interest. There are ways to help minimize some of the tax and bless a charity. The buy-sell agreements, what I will tell you about those, Mike, is there are three ways that those are structured, and most are structured improperly, where they actually increase and create more tax because of the structure that they're in. We had a recent, this very plan that we've been speaking about, the executive bonus plan, we use this in buy-sell agreements as well, and we cover, instead of just death only, we're able to cover, again, all of the risk categories and own those outside in the proper type legal structures to where we don't create capital gain and estate tax. So, structured properly in a buy-sell agreement, there are several things that could be done for this particular listener that you're talking about if they're selling their business. Many business owners wait until after the sale of their business before they come in to do their planning, and that's a huge mistake because there's a lot of money that they leave on the table or end up paying the IRS unnecessarily by not taking advantage of the current laws that exist.
Absolutely. Well, you certainly want to plan ahead. Well, Kyle, I've got to get off here in a second, but how do people get a hold of you?
They can call us direct at 1-866-404-0010. That's 1-866-404-0010.
All right. Well, I will repeat that on this side of the break, and I'll also give them your website. Kyle Donahoe, thank you so much for being with us today. You've taken a very complicated subject, and I think you've given us a lot of great information. Thank you, Kyle, for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike.
Have a great day, sir. All right, I'll be back to you in just a few moments for a few closing comments. Stay with us, folks. Be back to you in just a minute.